What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God, I'm in person. Yeah. I'm in person with my fave gentleman. I'm so happy right now. Somebody has a really cute hat on.
Just got one little,
I don't know what it's from. Two people have cute hats on.
I've got highlights.
Somebody has cute activewear. I'm just staring at, like, cute activewear. He's closing his circles. I just learned what that means. Do you know what that means, Doug? Closing your... I didn't either. It's an Apple Watch thing for fitness.
Be one of us.
Yeah, I don't know what... I just am a tennis champion. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Before we get started, I got to talk to a woman that I have broken bread with late hours. And by that, I mean we got out the towels and we ate tacos on the couch. Mm-hmm. And we, tomorrow night... So if you're listening to this, that means it's tonight. Get your shit together. If you're near L.A., leave your kids at home. Leave them in the car. to Dynasty Typewriter at 7 p.m. It's $20. Or you can watch live on Moment House for $10. Ooh. And it's going to be up for a week. I made them change it to a week. It was going to be 5 days. The link will be live for a week if you're in a different time zone. You can message with us. Anna, is this our most fun show we've ever planned?
This show... is going to be something you will regret missing. It is going to be a wild one.
Because we're not posting it as a podcast.
No, it's so visual, it would make no sense as a podcast.
I want to just say, too, when we were running through it, we were doing a tech rehearsal yesterday with Dynasty, and Sammy, the tech person, they were laughing and going crazy, and they could tell that we had made this at 3 in the morning. Like, numerous nights in a row, we've stayed up making this.
Yeah, we had to get consent to show them the PowerPoint. It's just to go through it. That's how...
It's the horniest stage show that has ever... It's going to be... Wells Adams is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Gareth Reynolds, Dr. Banana, and Katie, obviously. Mm-hmm. The production crew, obviously. We have Paget Brewster. Yep. We have Brian Safi, who's agreed to let me give him a neck tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to see that. You need to see Brian in a neck tattoo. We have Carl Tart. Mm-hmm. We have Miles Gray. Oh, we may have Erin Foley if her job lets her out in time. Look, it's my fucking birthday. So if you're going to come to my party or what, because I'm really insecure and I am going to get engaged on stage to one of those people.
Yeah.
I'm going to get engaged tomorrow night at Dynasty. Who am I going to get? And by the way, I'm going to pick an audience member to be my family member to help me pick who to get engaged to, because I don't have anybody but my cats to advise me.
Arden needs an aggro brother there.
Who's going to come be my aggro brother or sister wife? Like, somebody needs to, I'm going to get engaged on stage. Somebody has agreed to let me do a leg wrap jump greeting on them. We don't know how it's going to get executed.
Yeah.
I've never done it. Nobody's ever caught me before.
There's kind of a danger.
There's a danger. There's a few physical things with the group dates that I notoriously, like, actually injure myself, mm-hmm. like, for real once a year at live shows. I sprained my ankle at Outside Lands. I got a blood clot on my undercarriage at a live show doing the worm to a Bill Biv DeVoe song. I literally got a blood clot. I went to the bathroom at the Union Hall in Brooklyn. I did the worm over to That Girl Is Poison. I went to the bathroom. I looked in my pants and it looked like somebody had sewn an eight ball on my lady bits. Mm-hmm. And then I had to ice my crotch and elevate it for like 2 weeks. And because I could have died because I had the most broken crotch in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And I will say I did give Arden a talk about this at like midnight being like, but remember, though, you must survive the show.
No,
we need you.
I'm also wearing a fucking mullet dress and I'm doing like physical activities.
Yeah.
With my everything, I will wear shorts underneath and occasionally change into sneakers, but like, we don't know if there's enough room on stage to do what we want to do. And look, it's fucking $10. Here's the final thing I want to say. I'm gonna put my mic down. Rob, talk to the people.
Who was the guy who did Lollapalooza who was like, his whole thing was like nailing his finger to a board and shit like that. It was like,
oh, Jim Rome and his circus.
Yes, exactly. That's what you're like watching you live.
I'm going to tell you that that's exactly right. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You can also get the t-shirt. You can buy it a bundle, and there's a way. If you already bought your ticket, you can go get a bundle. You can order them either on TeePublic or the bundle, that the Dossier Bachelorette ones. But you can get a limited edition show poster. They sent me one. It is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
I'm gonna have you guys sign it before you leave. How gorgeous is that? That's a good looking.
Well, at least
poster.
I made the poster.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's great.
Don't you kind of want one?
I really do.
We can get you one.
Okay, good.
Would you frame it and hang it?
I would.
All right, will you sign them before you
yes.
leave?
It's beautiful.
Okay. It really is beautiful.
Okay, great. All right.
I know I'm interrupting here because haven't been introduced. This is Rob Benedict. I am just so bummed I can't be there. I have a work engagement. I have such a huge amount of FOMO. I can't even tell you. I might have to like storm your hotel room later
obviously.
At a different time and knock and say, hey, can we talk?
Obviously, yes.
You know what I mean?
And the answer is yes.
Even after you've made your decision, I'm going to come back and make you rethink it.
By the way, as the Puka Shell divorcee is a wild card. Puka Shell divorcee, bachelorette, birthday bachelorette.
Yeah.
She is looking to get engaged. She's looking to have her room staged. Let's introduce the guest with me.
This is Doug Benson. I just want to say that I think Jim Rome is a TV sports guy.
Right. That's what in my mind I was like, Jim Rome.
Yeah, no, I said that's not the right
but
guy.
But it's somebody like, it sounds like
a
Jim
name
Rome.
Like that. It's a name like Jim Rome.
Yeah.
And he nails stuff. He nails parts of his body to things.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who is, now this is not the last time we're going to hear from him, but he has been, what an amazing rookie of the year, can I just say?
My rookie year is almost over.
It's almost over. You're not, no.
It's never over. I've been Bachelor of the Year for 18 years.
What?
Yeah. He's been Bachelor of the Year every year. Now,
am I involved in picking the next rookie? Is that the problem? Do I need to choose the next rookie?
No, I have
just get to remain?
I have my eye on my next rookie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rope in, do you know Lisa Trieger?
I do. She's great.
She's great. No, she doesn't watch it, but she's agreed to come do the second episode in January.
Okay.
So she could be the rookie.
That could be it.
Now,
And then he gets upgraded.
He gets upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
He gets upgraded.
Well, he's already the captain.
He's already the captain. But I feel like if he wants another one. By the way, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
First of all, a man who's looking for love, who's going to store my hotel room. You know him from Supernatural. You know him as the man that's is the hunk of the year.
Yeah.
You know him from Lucifer. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Benedict.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh my God.
Men Tell All.
Also with me to my right is a man in a really cute pink hat. A man whose podcast I just did in New York City and it was so fun. And you can listen to it. You can listen to it. It's up anywhere you get your podcast. Doug Loves Movies, The 12 Dougs of Christmas. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Benson, Rookie of the Year.
I was the only Doug there. There was 12 guests.
Yeah.
Christmas, and Arden was one of those, and actually there was 13. So there's 13 guests on stage, and it was like, it's like my version of Squid Game.
Yeah.
Anybody could be eliminated at any time.
Ooh.
So as you can imagine, it'd be fun to listen to Arden because she's really, she's so calm in those situations.
Right.
I hate games in competition.
Right.
I hate games. I hate people get eliminated. I hate a competition. I hate games.
How far did you make it?
I was actually actually made it farther than I thought. I think I got cut fourth. I thought I'd be cut immediately.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
I didn't stand a chance. I kept confusing Kate Blanchett with Tilda Swinton.
Who doesn't?
They both
disappear into their roles, and both could probably play almost equally as well the parts that each other has played.
Yeah,
and I
totally.
Also didn't know the full title of all the stupid Lord of the Rings movies. Yeah. I don't know. It's like Lord of the Rings and Smeagol's Boner on Fire.
Which is my favorite.
I love Smeagol's Boner.
One of my favorite movie titles ever is The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, because it's a title with four thes in it somehow.
And two
that
rings.
That is just insane.
Speaking of the
two rings,
let's give a big round of applause to the production team.
Woo!
These women, that's the show poster.
Yes.
Dr. Banana, Katie Levine, how are you doing? Are you excited for tomorrow night? What are you going to wear? Because they're going to be Tayshia and Katie hosting the whole thing.
Oh my God, of course.
Do you think Wells is going to be excited to be there or regretting saying yes?
It could go either way at this point.
Yeah.
With what we have planned.
Yeah. Wells is going with me on my love journey. He doesn't know that yet, but I'm going to make him be my spiritual advisor and go with me on all the dates.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
What are you going to wear?
I got a very Tayshia outfit that is very out of the ordinary of something I would wear, so it's going to be interesting.
Is it like a tuxedo blazer that's actually a mini dress with no pants?
Yeah, something like that.
She looks great in everything that she wears, as does Michelle. Katie, I know you have a sparkly top. Caitlin's a jeans and a top kind of a gal.
She is, so that's good for me.
I can't hear you. I don't think your mic's on, but you know what is on? Your charm, your sparkle top,
yeah,
and your jeans.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
I just feel like, just watch out. Make sure Gareth is there for the right reasons.
Oh, my God. Gareth is coming as Dracula.
He's actually coming
as Dracula. And Brian's yelling. The whole thing's going to be crazy.
There always has to be a bachelor who sucks.
Oh, it's going to be Brian Safi. We're letting Brian Safi be the one that sucks. And that
Not
I'm
Dracula.
Like super horny for, but he sucks.
And he's going to call you immature.
Yeah.
He's really immature.
Do all of you people who are pretty much more or less experts on this show and its history, can you ever recall a villain or a goofball showing up on Men Tell All and turning around the narrative?
Oh,
I think a lot of them do that.
Yeah, they all try.
Because
yeah.
this
try.
Time they all tried. They
oh
all sat
God.
There and refused to apologize
no,
for as long
do.
As they could. Stay in
normally
the, spotlight.
The apologies come quicker. Normally yeah. it's like I want to apologize, but they didn't
oh
come
God.
Quick this time.
Well, we'll get to. I wanted to punch my fist through a wall with Jamie, but we'll get there. My blood was boiling.
Just fucking.
Here we go. Here we are. We're at the mental.
Well, here's what I have to say about that. There's two things. One, that's how he starts every response.
He also does like a cult member. He's like, that's a really good point. Thanks, Doug. Like,
yeah.
Doug, thank you so much for bringing it. That's a really wonderful
I've
point.
I've got a three. Part answer.
Okay.
He's like Keith Raniere. He was like Keith Raniere.
He's
light.
Keith Raniere. Yeah. He's like, meet me at the volleyball court at 4 in the morning. We're going to play late night volleyball. Okay. So here we go. Men Tell All. I love the opening line. Do you open all your shows like this, Doug? To those of you who watched a very boy band holiday, welcome to Men Tell All. That was the opening line. Is that how you start all your shows, Doug?
I think. I think, you know, they play fast and loose with the scheduling of all the Bachelor stuff. And in this case, I think this Men Tell All comes in so hot that they couldn't air it at 8 o'clock. So they're like, let's put this boy band thing on at 8, but then warn people that might not be able to handle the transition.
Exactly. Do you think, was our boy Lance Bass on the boy band holiday?
I didn't see, you think with my highlights
think
that I would have
be.
Seen that, but I didn't.
Do you have highlights right now?
Yeah, I had a whole hair dye thing.
Can I see them?
Yeah, I said I wanted to take out the gray, and then they put in highlights.
Oh, you know what? It makes you sort of a ginge. You're still like hot.
It's a bit ginge.
You're a bit ginge.
Hi, I'm 51.
hot. It made you a bit ginned.
It's a bit ginned. I've been wearing lots of
you
hats.
Show up looking like that at Paradise.
I mean, I've got a good hair dye. It's Martin. It's Martin. or Romeo. I think you should come with tips to the to the finale.
I can't,
okay. Oh my God, Doug with tips would be heaven. Okay, so I also
that
noticed
would be totally tips.
First, totally just the tips. This is what I have to say. My first thing I wrote down: Pardeep is so cute. Why didn't we get more Pardeep?
I know. He's,
Katie, yeah. Were you? You noticed that Pardeep was cute.
I thought he was cute. Like when we did the draft picks, and then we never once saw him speak the whole season.
Is that true?
We never saw him speak last night. They kept showing
one time. He tried.
He said one thing.
Yeah, but like it was just—he's very cute, and I wish we had seen him more. Yeah.
So then we have, I just wrote down, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I wanted to say, you know who had a good showing last night? I thought Romeo had a good showing, mm-hmm. and I thought Casey had a good showing.
Yeah, Casey, yeah.
Casey is not the, he's not the motivational speaker. That guy was from Nova Scotia.
Casey, yeah, Casey's a little bit,
Casey was trying really hard to be cool.
Yes, he's a little bit that frat guy who decided he wanted to be an actor.
Yeah,
who shows
I know
up
that
at your
guy.
Barbecue.
I know,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I know that. Oh yeah, I know that guy.
Did you see my commercial? It aired.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know. He's a little bit.
Yes, he's always at Ocean Park going on commercial callback.
Exactly.
And like I play tennis with a guy like that, and he's such a dick.
Yeah.
He yells in your face, and he sweats urine. That's right.
What?
There's a guy who yells in my face. His birthday is 9/11.
Okay.
All
right, go on.
Okay. And then he literally screamed in my face. Like, he, like, screamed in my face. I'd never met him. He's, like, a dude that's, like, twice my size. He was in a clinic with me. Screamed in my face during, like, a no point, like fun run, like turkey trot tennis clinic. And afterwards, our teacher's so protective of me. He was like, look. He sweats urine. I'm like, what? He was like, apparently his sweat stains so much that he literally has like urea in his, like he literally, like the compound that he sweats urine. And his birthday's 9/11. So here's my theory, guys. My
are you sure he doesn't just call his birthday 9/11? 9/11, that was like my birthday. That's how evil I am.
Here's my theory. My theory that is if somebody wrongs you for your own karma, that you don't need to get revenge on it,
right.
But that the universe will take, if you just wait long enough, somebody will eventually sweat urine or their birthday will turn into 9/11.
I have a question. What did he yell in your face? Like, just like.
He literally, so we were just, it was playing live ball.
I sweat urine.
Yeah, it wasn't even, we were playing live ball, which is one point at a time.
Yeah.
So I missed, and by the way, I've never claimed to be great. I was clearly the worst one. He was mad because this other dude is better than him and just beat him. So he was taking it out on me.
What?
Like, he lost to this other guy. Oh, so then he's much bigger. He's all, like, roided out. And then he got in. So he was pissed because this other guy's way better won. So then he came to me and he goes, where were you? Oh, you're just sleeping out on the court? I'm like,
I've never met
him before that morning.
This is a bunch of adults playing tennis in a class.
In a public park rec center. Where there's blood in the bathroom on the floor.
$12.
You have to pay $12.
Okay, relax.
Yeah, he drives her. Anyway, he screamed in my face, but the whole class was protective of me. And one person whispered, his birthday's not 11. And then the teacher whispered, he sweats urine. That's the kind of friendship that you want to cultivate.
You need those fun facts right away.
His birthday's 9/11. He sweats urine.
Blood in the bathroom, but urine on the court.
So the first person who whispered something to me was a stranger. Uh-huh. She goes, he's a failed actor, failed commercial. Actor.
Oh my God.
But so that was the three presents. It came in threes. It was the gift of the Magi. Uh-huh. Failed commercial actor, uh-huh. Sweats urine, uh-huh. Birthday.
Okay, that's great.
It's the three things they say when there's a new dater on that, show.
The Bachelor?
No. The one with the people on the spectrum. Love on the spectrum.
Yeah.
They always give three of the weirdest,
oddest
facts about them.
Totally.
Which are probably just the first three things that person thought of when asked that question.
He loves dragons.
That's how their minds work, is that they don't think in a linear way.
He doesn't ironically, like warm milk. Ironically, the man who sweats urine and his birthday's 9/11 also loves dragons.
I hope he also listens to the podcast.
Me too. I'm sure he does. He's such a fan of mine. Okay. So,
but he hates Imagine Dragons.
So then they're recounting. I mean, I felt like they had like nothing to sink their teeth into. So they were like dragging out like, oh, remember all these villains? Remember, like, here's the best of the villains. Yeah. It was a overall last night. We were saying up top, it felt like an episode of Jerry Springer. Dr. Banana, yeah, as a so. As a professional psychologist, what would you say about like this overall, your vibe watching that show?
It was a bit much. The whole time I was being like, this is too much.
This is too much.
This is just way too much. Yeah. Just tone it down.
Tone it down.
It was a lot.
Well, it felt.
Our friend Padgett. Yeah. Texted us.
She liked it.
She loved it.
Her favorite. Her favorite in years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm kind of with her because even though it was a lot of dirty dealing, like, you know, I still can't get over that part of the show was them going through people's stuff
okay.
in their room.
That I didn't like. Going into
that
the wallet.
So
going through the wallet.
Through the wallet.
That's
the
wallet.
Wild.
I didn't.
Wallet.
Okay,
yeah,
the
that
wallet.
Was crazy.
Okay, so here we go. We've got Peter and the jacket guy. We got the dossier guy. We got Martin. We got Chris, we got, so here we go. We find out Casey first up, Peter's first up, the pizzapreneur. And Will goes, he called him a narcissist. And he's like, you should have went on Shark Tank, dude. And then Casey goes, look, man, Peter is awful all day long. He walks in every morning and goes, buongiorno.
I was like, he sounds fun.
I was like, wait, what? And they don't have that on camera.
Why do they never get that on
camera? Oh, my God. Doug Benson, can I please, my birthday present, can I see you do a greeting like that?
I can't even.
Do it.
I can't even
do
muster.
It. Try it. Do it.
Even that
please,
guy
please,
talking about it.
Do it. But, please. For my birthday. For my birthday.
Do it.
Give it to me.
I'll do it for you tomorrow on your actual.
No, Friday's my actual birthday. Do it. Do
on
it.
On Friday, you'll get a call. And you'll be like, why is Doug calling? He usually just texts. And you'll pick up the phone. And I'll be like, buongiorno.
Please do. And they go, are you going to party like it's 9/11?
I mean, if I have to, until I sweat urine.
Will you do it, Rob?
Buongiorno.
Dr. Banana.
Buongiorno.
Katie Levine.
Buongiorno. It's not buongiorno.
He sounds fun.
Peter, what's the name of his pizza place?
Literally Peter's Pizza.
He goes, I am a pizza
catchy.
Boy. I am pizza boy proud. I pizza boy proud from my mother, from my sister. And then Will goes, tell your sister to stay out of my DMs. She's sliding in like it was home plate.
That was too good.
I was like, was she showing her your tits? Or is she threatening you? Like,
yeah, what?
Which version of sliding in like it's home plate?
Oh, it could be so many different things. But, you know.
Did they start out like this?
It might have been like.
Buongiorno!
Yeah, she could have been just defending her brother.
Yeah.
You know?
I got the game,
that's
maybe.
So clever to say that she slid in there because it really just sounds like her sister just wants to fuck her.
And then later when they're like, when Peter brought out his pizza, and they're like, Peter's got something, like, is it his sister?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. I thought Will did great.
Yeah.
So then he was like, fuck you. You're leaving all the pizza reviews. Okay, one star. Pizza was way late and overcooked. Owner was a douche. Pizza sucks. Facts on facts. Pizza was drenched in pool water. And I did like Romeo going, well, the last one was a little suspicious. Like, it clearly was all generated from
him.
Well, clearly, Peter did have a point. Rob Benedict, whose side were you on in this?
Oh, God. I mean, honestly, neither.
Yeah.
I thought that got really mean that they put it up on the big screen when obviously it was fake reviews.
Fake news.
And that said to me that maybe the producer, maybe Peter's a real asshole because the producers do that. He must be a real dick.
Yeah, I mean, he comes off pretty bad.
And everybody's going, he's a dick. He's really a dick.
Yeah, everybody's just tired of his, you know, whatever that energy he had that made him act that way.
But then everybody must have hated him. Although, as the episode went on, he seemed like a decent guy. So I don't know.
I cannot tell you, and now I'm really getting...
At the end, he buried the hatchet.
I gotta say, I've now that I'm a single gal, and I've gone on some dates from like apps, when the guys, like, clearly they know that I have this podcast. And then, like, all think they're being so clever. They're like, you know, I want to go on and just, like, cause some shit and then, like, promote my, I'm like, first of all, you're never going to see me again. And, like, by the way, that's not, like, clever or fun or new. Like, oh, really? You, like, get out. No. Boy, bye. Like, no. I think everybody's like, I'm going to go get publicity from a beat. Like, Giorno. Okay, and we're back.
You have a new, now you have a new, like, opening thing you're going to say at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. You're going to start every show with
That's exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to start every show with
either his version or yours.
What am I doing wrong? Buongiorno! That's right.
And it's hello, good morning, and it's also a pizza.
It's also a pizza. You, I love that we're doing the podcast on the flight pathway at LAX. Yeah. We're outside on the tarmac at LAX.
They can't hear it, the listeners. Yeah. Katie doesn't care.
Okay, here we go. So we've got, they're like, well, we're going to bring somebody out. Will goes, your sister, great. Will was killing it. And then they bring out the guy. He goes, Willie Joel, whatever. You've been served for defamation of character.
The way that guy marched in, the like look, the serious look on his face. I was just okay.
I went out for that.
And then he
literally looked like Peter's brother.
Oh, my God. And then he goes, rest in pizza at the end. I can't.
Who said that? The server?
No, Peter said rest in pizza.
Yeah, no.
No, that was the...
So Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I just did not get the rise out of anybody, and it was just stupid.
What was the audition process like for that, Rob?
There were lots of callbacks, surprisingly.
Wait, he wasn't really served?
didn't know at first. I was like, wait, was that real?
It was just improv, and then there was a script.
Yeah. What did you have to wear when you went in? Business casual?
Business casual. like dressed like sort of like you stay at the Radisson. You know what I mean?
Just like you stay at the Radisson. That's in a lot of descriptions for things that I go out for. Yeah. It's just like you, that you're a points member at the Radisson.
Yeah, exactly.
At the Radisson.
That's it.
Okay, so then we have two wonderful ads. If you guys watch it on cable, we had Lady Gaga, and then there was Mariah Carey for the Mariah's Menus for McDonald's. Did you see those ads?
I saw it on Hulu, so I didn't.
Okay, you didn't see them. So then we're back, and we have Ryan and the Dossier, and they're like, what about Michelle would make her a good match for you? Like, well, she's got a good heart and loving life. So your notes, why bring them? It's like, well, my girlfriends wanted me to be successful. Teacher, make it seem like you're super interested. Be descriptive. Like, they'll get more camera time. And they're like, you were on The Bachelor Live. So there is a Bachelor Live show, which they dragged Becca out to promote, which made me sad.
Yeah. He's going to be on Bachelor Live?
He was already. He did it already. They're like, so you say you've never watched it, but you've already been on Bachelor Live.
Miss that.
And then Pardeep said, you're only here because you want to go viral.
Yeah, that's Pardeep had something to say about him. That's where Pardeep finally spoke up.
And then this is when we saw them go through all of the wallets. I hated the. Let's talk about the wallet. Oh,
the light that's supposed to show what when they're looking at the sheets the guy slept on for maybe a night or two before they changed them.
Yeah, at a hotel where anyone could have.
They probably weren't going to find anything anyway, but if they did, it was just going to be, it was probably just going to be urine sweat.
I will say they got rooms with two beds, so one bed you use to jerk off all over, and the other bed you sleep in.
You know what? Right? That's what Gareth says. Sure. He does. Gareth said he's got like the fun bed, and then he sleeps in the other bed.
Really?
That's what he said on the podcast.
Who said that?
I could see that. I could see that being a thing. But I'm more like, all my luggage is, all my stuff is on the other bed.
Who's got
so
the time?
So that's really going to be an issue.
Jerking off bed to bed?
Bed to bed jerk off? No, it's never been a thing.
Look, I allegedly, maybe he was joking. I'm not saying. First of all, Gareth jerks off bed.
If there are two beds, I'll go. I march right back down to the front desk and say, I want just one bed in that room.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
the thing. You don't want the two beds. Yeah, basically. When I get stuck with them, one of them's where I put all my luggage.
Yeah. I always get the two beds by accident because I'm, I guess, not intimidating or powerful at the Radisson.
Yeah. But it is nice to have your suitcase just open on the other bed. You know, it's just a great way to just be able to just pull things from it as you go.
Yeah. So call me a prude, but yes, I agree.
So then we have Martin versus Olo, and they're like, Martin is two-faced. I was fooled. And then Romeo goes, look at my hair. He goes, you are a triple whammy of misogyny.
Is that real? That he did that because of...
I don't know. I think he did it.
Romeo felt like he was, you know, cheated on
or betrayed by
like three different dudes. Like Romeo's whole storyline last on that show was just like talking about, I was in love with that guy.
I loved
and
you.
And then he did this. Every time he says that. That guy was great until he did this thing. And he was pretty articulate about it. Like, that's the funny thing to me is they've all had so much time to watch the show and absorb what happened and have their take on it.
Yeah.
And that these villains on this particular one, none of them could explain themselves in a way that was, it was all just the same as how they were on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and even the argument, well, that was edited. Well, this isn't being edited, and you still can't answer a question.
Thank you.
You're just a dodgy individual for no reason.
Edited from what?
Just
what did you actually say?
For no reason.
Romeo's heart was so broken. You're absolutely right. He was like, you hurt. I trusted you. We really broed out at that Hyatt.
I was fooled. You betrayed
me. I was so psyched out at it, La Quinta. No, where were they? They were out at Indian Wells.
Indian Wells.
So then he was like, you said females in Miami were high maintenance. He was like, look, I wasn't respected. And they're like, you know what, brah? You had a girlfriend. I did not come on the show with a girlfriend. You said you've had better looking women like sucking your dick back home. And he's like, well, okay. Was I with a girl before? Maybe. But, like, I couldn't text her because I was at Indian Wells. So, no, I wasn't with a girlfriend.
Have we decided whether or not he shaves his eyebrow?
Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
Just he goes,
no, I think he pays someone to do it.
Really?
I thought maybe he went to Hogwarts and that was a scar from a...
Exactly.
You know,
from a Hogwart.
Of...
And then we have Peter starts talking and Lettuce Head goes, nobody gives a shit about your opinion, which was great. Loved it.
Which was Lettuce Head?
Lettuce Head was
head on a platter.
Head on the platter. Oh, yeah. So then Lettuce Head.
Oh my God, I call him Raccoon Eyes.
Lettuce Head. What's his name? I don't even know. Rick. Lettuce Head Raccoon Eyes. He goes, nobody gives a shit about your opinion. They were all auditioning to be on Paradise so hard.
And I mean, Peter's on Paradise for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no
so is
way
Martin.
He's not...
So is Martin.
Yeah.
I think Romeo actually secured a spot last night.
Yeah.
Jamie, I don't know. They might just be like, nah.
He's so crazy.
It's boring.
Everything you say to him, he makes all those expressions like everybody's crazy.
Yeah. And he even came out. I know we're not there yet, but when he came out, even he was like, oddly, like cocky.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I think he's actually mentally deluded. Like, I think he has
something wrong.
Mm-hmm. He's something.
I think something's wrong. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back and we'll figure it out.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back. Okay, so now we're up to the next villain.
Right.
We have Chris S.
Yeah.
That little guy that like broke up and was like, can I steal you for a second? When they were like at a convention center and he took, whenever you leave, it's very rare that, except for with Nick Viall, who had sex with
everybody.
Although I don't think he snuck into her room. Did he, Anna? Was he already on the date with her? And then
they were already on the date.
Yeah, it never works when you sneak off and like, although it worked
with Claire and Juan Pablo.
With Claire and Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, there's rumors that Jeff Dye and Claire have been going on dates.
What?
Google it.
Who's Jeff Dye?
He's a stand-up.
That's hilarious.
Huh. There's photos of them at a Lakers game.
Oh!
Wow.
Okay. So, Olo and Chris, he was like, don't you ever say I have a low IQ. You are looking at black excellence right here. I have a master's degree. And everybody was cheering. Chris was an idiot. He's an idiot. And yeah. Olu was so elegant. And the crowd was so on Olu's side.
Yeah.
And like, what a...
Everyone
what a,
loved Olu.
As they should. Like, yeah. What the hell was Chris thinking? Like, what a dingo.
He's just a boom. It's a boob.
He was trying... He just... You know what? He probably sweats urine.
He sweats urine. And he's probably got a birthday on 9/11.
Happy birthday.
And when Olu got in his face and he was like, I don't know, I kind of wanted Olu to slap him or something, but
he
didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he just looks like such a weenie little white
such
dude.
Such a weenie. Such a weenie.
Yeah, and just like, again, like coming in there like, oh, I'll fix this. Everyone will think I, you know, did nothing wrong if I just sit here and act yeah. like I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And also that weird turn, too. Like, they all get so much nicer and sweeter when they bring Michelle out.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, I always appreciated you. You surprised
me. Oh, my God. I think she just didn't want to deal with him. I think she was sort of like, you're so beneath me. Like, let's just, like, not even. Okay, so then we have Jamie. Here we go. This is where we get interesting. You had a really good date. It was easy and effortless. You know what? I just thought I was excited for this like woman that I met. They're like, but then you said it seemed like she was on spring break mode, that she was immature. And then meanwhile, Romeo was like, I was under your spell. But you called Michelle easy. And then, and then people were like,
you were my Juliet.
Yeah.
Wherefore art thou?
Yeah.
So then they're like, you were saying it was on spring break mode. And then they're like, you said all of this on TV. Like, you never said it. And he was like, look, you know what? I need to apologize. They're like, you talk in circles. He's like, look, I was going to say it was me, but I just didn't think there was a point when we were all talking to say it was me. Like, I was going to say it was me. So then they bring her out and they're like, why didn't you confess? And like, you're continuing to do it. You're gaslighting everybody. He's like, it was just... Watching him, as to your point, Doug, literally do it again, but like double down in real time.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to take my television and throw it through a window. Like, I was so enraged. I don't know if I've ever been so enraged watching somebody talk. Doug, what the fuck is that? What did he do?
I don't know. There was something about him when we did the draft picks where I already had him as the villain Harry Plotter because...
That's right.
You called him Harry Plotter. You
there
knew
was
it.
Something in his...
he was a chess guy.
Was he the guy...
Yes.
And he might have also... Oh, that's another thing. Martin. I figured out Martin might be crazy because in his bio is a list of books that he's read.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, and in his job as personal trainer. So, you know, he's got a real chip on his shoulder about people that think personal trainers aren't smart.
Right.
So I'm going to lead with the books rather than how much I can bench. I've benched a lot of books.
Yeah. The goldfish was really heavy.
I come in and lift all the books at Burnings.
I lift them all before they get burned. I mean, Rob,
How enraged were you watching Jamie?
It's very, very frustrating. And he there's so many windows. I mean, the ladies were saying like, yeah, but do you have anything to say?
Yeah.
And Doug's right. He was like, you know, it's really a three-pronged answer.
I can't. I can't.
1B.
I can't.
You know, and he never made it through all the never made it through an answer.
Smiley. He has smiley eyes, but like it makes sense that he's like a motivational speaker. Like it all feels like aspiring cult leader to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's he's
on his way because he's got fans from these appearances, I'm sure. In spite of how weird he is,
he feels like. Because he does have a nice disposition. Like, he's pleasant.
I mean, that was the first date with Michelle. He was like a normal guy the whole time.
That's what's crazy. I mean,
gentleman,
he was
a real gentleman.
Good at helping her up the mountain and being encouraging and not competitive.
Mm-hmm. When they brought her out, and I think somebody mentioned this on one of the podcasts recently, that they felt like, maybe it was last week, they felt like getting to the final three, they felt like she actually really liked Jamie. And then was really hurt when he turned out to be like that.
Yeah.
They thought that he was the one she actually initially was like, this is the guy.
Right.
And that like something happened and you could see when she was talking to him, she looked really upset and really hurt talking to Jamie last
night. I thought that was an interesting conversation because he was like, yeah, again, like anything you'd like to say to her? And he's like, it's just a pleasure meeting you. And like he didn't adjust. And then he was like talking about coaching and she really let him have it in a really smart way.
That was so weird. Talk to us, Katie.
Just so weird because it was like clearly like, oh, hey, do you want to apologize for being a total creep and a weirdo?
Yeah.
And he's just like, it was great meeting you. And it was just like, dude, he's so tone deaf. Like, he just is so in his own world and has no way. Like, what's the word when you have like no empathy for other people? Like, he's a psychopath.
Yeah, sociopath.
Sociopath. He's like really just.
Well,
it was weird.
Erin Foley saw it because she wrote down
weird vibes.
Weirdo vibes. Weirdo vibes. She knew that he had weirdo vibes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just from the draft pick.
And you know what? I didn't. I really trusted him.
Romeo.
And you know what? He fooled me.
Romeo. No. Romeo. It's gonna be okay.
Me. No, that's why I'm going to drink this poison.
No, Romeo, don't. No, did I'm you get it from it. The nurse? Did you get it from the
got
nurse?
It from the nurse.
Did you get it from
the apothecary.
Okay, so he talked in circles, and then he's like, so he's gaslit. When guys are, when like straight men are saying to other straight men, like, you're gaslighting all of us. Right. Like, when a bachelor contestant feels hurt to be actually gaslit and are saying, like, you're gaslighting me right now, bro. Like, you are dealing with a major manipulator.
Yeah.
Like,
and someone who you know, probably talked a good talk.
Oh, yeah.
And gave good pep talks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they all feel betrayed.
Yeah, no, that was
the
thing.
He was really, like, lifting everybody up. Yeah. And he kept trying to, like, cite one time where they were all sitting around together and I guess they had a good talk.
Yeah.
And he's just like, weren't you all there? Are you all going to just not admit you were there for that talk that went great when the cameras weren't on? Because that's how I am.
Yeah.
I'm duplicitous.
Oh, then he also was like, remember that time we were all talking about the light-skinned baller? Remember? And PG was like, no. That didn't happen. No.
Yeah. No, he just makes up what he needs to make up. I think he thinks life is like an 80s romantic comedy and that the guy who gets the girl, you know, doesn't matter how he gets her, no matter what deceit he throws down, eventually it'll work out.
Right.
Because he could just apologize for all of that.
Yeah.
And true love has found its course.
But then finally, the very, very, very fucking end.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's the worst.
No, it's like they were dragging an apology out of him.
I hope he's not on Paradise because it's not a fun villain to watch.
It's
he makes
not.
Me no. so. He actually, like, affects my chemicals. Like, I get, like, actually, like, enraged watching him. I'm like, I hate you! I hate him!
I think if a bunch of dudes with frosted tips don't like you, that's the ultimate.
If they're hurt if a bunch of dudes with frosted tips and are like hurt by you and like feel manipulated by you, and they're like, you hurt me, bro. Like, I trusted you, man.
No, there's like gaslighted. Something really wrong with him. Like, have Peter on Paradise. He'll be a fun villain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie would be weird.
Peter has a, you automatically can see what Peter's intro thing is going to be with pizza.
Oh, it better be a pizza, a slice hitting him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be like in a Speedo with like a chef's hat on, tossing it up and it'll like land on his dick.
Yeah. It'll be like, job, buongiorno.
We should pitch that to Wells on stage tomorrow night.
So the pizza lands like right on
a Wells is in charge of the opening shot.
Yeah, Wells is in charge.
So yeah, you should definitely come up with what everybody's opening shot should be.
Uh-huh. Hey, Wells, that's cool, right? So then we have, so then we get to Lettuce Head, Rick, Raccoon Eyes, passing. So he had, they were asking what it was like having his head on his platter all night. It hurt. They bring out the tray, they open it up, and it's the world's worst cake of his head. Once he took a bite of it, I also wanted a bite of it. I wanted to eat it like he ate it.
Yes, that looked appealing, but
I did.
But literally, the guys in the other guys were like, "It's you, dude. It's your head." Like, people had to clarify what this was.
Yeah. These are also like the sweetest group with frosted tips.
To make it scary, too.
It was.
Like, they tried to make it like he was really approaching it like something.
Yeah.
I thought Michelle was going to be there.
Me, too.
But that is a really good point, though, that was made during that when he said that he was glad that Michelle just, you know, put the lid back down in a gentle way. Because can you imagine picking up the lid, seeing something scary, and throwing the lid in his fucking face?
That's a great point.
It totally happened, which would have been, you
amazing.
Know, so good. So much better than what they got.
So much
Or can you imagine, like, the guy in the box? Like, they're like, "Hey, guy in the box," and it's just silent, and there, like, wasn't enough air in the box.
Because he had his creepy suit
like,
on.
These things
so
could
hot.
Really go awry. I don't think they should keep doing these things.
Oh, my. Did you kind of want a bite of the cake?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the cake is delicious, but it looks stupid.
When you watch Super Size Me, now, people, it goes both ways. There's the people who are like, "I never want McDonald's again." Not only did I want McDonald's, I wanted that quarter pounder, the last bite that he ate and then threw up. Like, I wanted that quarter pounder. Oh, did you also, Rob, want the quarter pounder? That's not an honest. You didn't then.
No.
You didn't. Did you?
No, that movie was gross. I was really disgusted.
Yeah, you're right.
I might have waited an hour or two before eating.
I wanted one of the joints in Super High Me.
Yeah.
All right, fine. My brother and I both went straight to McDonald's. Okay, so here we go.
Wait. So one more thing. Oh, I can't unsee that guy as the head on the platter. I know people love him.
I know.
But
I
couldn't unsee it. Even when they re-showed it, it's so weird.
It was freaking like, out. I know.
It's weird smile.
His hair part is very extreme, but it's just on a tray.
And he's smiling, and he's also nervous. His eyes are bloodshot.
And he's like looking up from the tray.
Yes.
And you really see his extreme part, his curly hair parted really strongly, like a school photo way to the side, like slicked down. So then out comes Tayshia and Caitlin. So then Caitlin's like, "We're going to take a moment here. Tayshia, I noticed you're not wearing your engagement ring." And they're like, dun, dun, dun. So she's like, "Look, I'm heartbroken. We tried really hard. I still love him very much. I'm not sure what the future holds." So then they bring out Rodney. They're like, "Rodney, you're the apple of our eye." And then Tayshia storms right off.
In the middle of the thing. They cut to this angle where she walked in front of the camera. So it's as awkward as possible.
Yeah, so then poor Rodney. But Rodney first comes up and he goes, "I'm so sorry to hear." He was such a gentleman. He comes up. He goes, "I'm so sorry to hear about it."
Yeah,
They're like, "Rodney, you're the apple of the eye." And then Tayshia clears frame, like, sobbing.
Maybe she felt like, you know, kind of sandbagged by Rodney, like, bringing it back up instead of just going into his segment.
Like
she didn't want to talk about it anymore.
So what? Okay, so this isn't really live.
No.
So why wouldn't they? They wanted that. They liked that.
They loved it.
But
Caitlin, boy, was she quick to be like, "Well, we got to talk to Rodney." She'll take care of herself. We got Rodney to talk to. Like the way she just scoots over and goes, "Let's go, Rodney." Like almost like, "Never mind. Promotion."
Imagine, right.
You know, it's my show now.
Yeah. Imagine if I left here weeping because because of something. And then you're
I would right away have to be like, "So anyway.
Oh, I want to say this about Jamie."
I pull out my own notes about the show last night.
Who's horny?
Yeah, no, that was really weird. And like, okay, so in the writer's room, what was supposed to happen there?
That was supposed to happen.
We're gonna bring this up, and you're gonna get so upset, you're gonna storm off.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so naive.
Everything
so naive.
We saw
everything.
Was fabricated.
Got it.
Everything.
Got it. Got
Nothing
it.
Was real.
And nobody's really suing.
Oh, so they're like, Caitlin, like, just ask Tayshia in this next segment.
Yeah.
We won't warn her that you're going to ask.
I mean, Tayshia did look upset.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like,
also doesn't have answers. Like, they've never made a public statement, her
yes.
and Zach.
Also, Zach's a douchebag.
Zach.
Do you like Zach? I'm
there
sorry. Do you like Zach?
That he was like yelling at her at the marathon.
Okay. What?
Oh, hang
nine,
on
nine,
a second.
Nine,
he like
honey.
Ran by them, like she was trying to walk, and he'd be like, "No, keep running," or
no.
something. I don't know, something like that. That's
no,
what people
no,
were
no,
saying.
No, honey.
So,
I don't do well with tough love. I'm like, girl, you're gorgeous, walking or running. Look at that sweet onion moving, and I go, okay, and I'll keep running. I do better with compliments.
I was kind of surprised that they like broke up so. Soon after running the marathon, because she like had posted
Thank
something
you.
Like about, oh, so glad we did this together, blah blah blah, and then it was like a
Very
5 days
later. Maybe it's because he yelled at her for 26.2 miles.
Yeah, oh my God. She seemed hurt. She didn't seem like
I do
she was
think
okay
she tries
it.
To save face really hard. Like she, I think, doesn't like to be seen vulnerable in a way.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like
she
puts on a strong facade of like everything's great. I'm fabulous. Look at my wonderful life. And then it's like the second breaks apart is like, I got to get out of here.
Lori was like starting to feel like a while ago, our bachelor historian, she was like, she's been on because she goes deep diving.
Uh-huh.
She was like months ago. She's like, I don't think they're together. I don't think they're together. They haven't been seen together in a long time. I don't think they're together. So maybe it was one final appearance that they were going to try to keep it up, maybe because she was hosting. Lori was like, I think they broke up months ago.
Yeah.
So then she leaves. Rodney, if we remember, he came out in the big red apple. He's like, I'm a Granny Smith. And then he ate the pizza. He was like, that's lasagna. And then poor Rodney was so sweet. And I couldn't tell if he was sweating or crying in the studio audience last night. Side note, not as many jewel tones in the crowd as normal. I felt like they let people dress a little cooler.
They showed somebody in like a sweater that looked like their grandmother did it.
It felt like a little less stage directed.
But
like,
did you see the one dude in the hat?
Yep. Saw the hat. For sure.
Weird.
Did not miss the hat.
No.
Saw the hat.
That was pretty great.
Like, was that Doug?
What's the draw of being in the audience at
I've
that
been
one?
Invited.
You know?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like they didn't get to see like, you know, like Matt James would be a draw. That's why all the women were all dressed up for that.
Right. Right.
I think just because if you're Psycho super fan.
Peter? Peter's not the
pizzapreneur. So then Roddy, poor Roddy, it breaks my heart because he goes, you could see that he was almost like, oh, if only I'd moved faster. He was like, I moved too slow. It was too little too late. Like, no matter what, I'm always going to be, it was just like, so she said, no matter what, I'm always going to be team Rodney. And I want her to know I'm always going to be team Michelle. And then they kept trying to bring up his mom because I think they saw that his mom was really into Rodney. Like, what was it seeing your mom, like introducing her? He's like, oh, I streaked, but we've passed that now. I was like, okay, but that's not what we're asking about. But like, he was so sweet. And then he goes, he's like, you know, it wasn't a good look with me running, streaking. And she goes, we all thought it was a good look. And then he's like, you know, my parents knew I was heartbroken. They knew it was going to happen. They knew.
Yeah.
And then they invite him to Mexico. And then.
Was that's official?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because like, we'll see you on the beaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like the dude, the fucking fake streaker running through the audience.
I went out for that too.
Yeah. No. What was the audition
when
process?
I didn't get the Radisson guy. I went out for that. Well, it's what you'd imagine. I'm not proud of it. It's very much like Coco on Fame.
Coco, take off your blouse.
Yeah.
Coco, take off your vest.
There were tears.
Coco, take off your
vest. And then it was quickly, put it back on, put it back on.
Well, you did wear just a vest, right, to the audition?
It's just a vest, and my tips, my frosted tips.
Your frosted tips.
I feel like whatever that guy did wear, you know, because he probably wasn't fully naked, so whatever they did put on it was probably more upsetting ultimately to the for people to have to see to that
get that reaction
everyone
from
that was there in person
yeah
right
got to see a really strange thing
right
and then
right.
we saw so something that they didn't air which was I thought a really fun group challenge the butter princess
yeah why so why doesn't that why does that get
that
cut
was,
off
and it turns
that
out
was great
Nate is a really talented carver
yeah
and carved a like a beautiful incredibly large engagement ring yeah. were you shocked Doug Benson
I Yeah, I mean, I wasn't shocked that they left it out the first time around because butter carving is disgusting.
Like, is it?
Something about it. Like, I like butter, but
I
there's
love
something
butter.
About, like, I've always been grossed out by the idea of, like, you know, taking a bite out of a bar of butter, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's gross.
Oh, that's
yeah.
gross.
And so by extension, like, I never saw that Jennifer Garner movie, Butter, where she plays a lady who does that, the carving of the butter.
Oh, really?
That's because I can't look at it.
I didn't know that that even was a movie that got made.
It
a movie
is,
called
yeah.
Butter?
But I'm telling you, it got swept under the carpet because of people like me who don't even want to see butter being done with anything to butter.
Wow.
They're melted onto something.
Who wants to see a movie
something?
Called Butter starring Jennifer Garner where she carves butter? Somebody
oh, it was an excellent supporting cast.
Somebody funded that? That got found? That got like millions of dollars?
It got made, but it's
wow.
been a minute, I think. It's been butter. Probably 6 or 7 years.
Wow. Do we need to do a Will You Accept This Rose movie club and watch Butter?
Yes.
I'd talk about butter on the next episode.
Anna,
I'd watch
do
butter.
You remember what happened on that
with
group date
butter.
Where the butter got cut? What did they do that day?
The farm was very, very quick. Like, they just went to the farm and they milked cows.
All right.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
scoop shit.
And they scoop shit. And Joe
I'd rather watch butter.
Right.
And then they just
butter.
Went to dinner. But, right. like, it was like a very quick. Like, they didn't include a lot at
yeah.
the farm.
It must have been the episode was running long.
Yeah, they, like, went on, like, a hayride or something.
Or maybe they didn't want to give, you know, Nate too much, you know, him being that much more amazing than everybody
right.
else. And that would, like, make
right.
the viewers think, well, this guy's
right.
the one, you know?
Right.
I like that Olu's was just, like, a butterball
hilarious.
Stabbed
yeah.
a bunch of times.
Yeah, it was just stabbed.
Yeah.
It was stabbed a lot.
Yeah.
Blake would have made just a hole to put his dick in.
And then done that.
Yeah, and he'd be like, ooh, it's so lubed up.
Get it?
It's all lubed up. Get it? It's a glory hole, and that's your buttery puss. Get it? It's an entendre. You guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the world's worst preview spoiler alert of a season.
Yeah.
And then we will do Tweet of the Week. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
And we are back. Check, check, check. I got cold.
I know check, you, check, buongiorno, buongiorno. Check,
buongiorno, buongiorno, buongiorno.
Check, check.
Buongiorno.
Why are you looking at me like I have to do it too?
Yeah, you do.
Buongiorno, everybody.
Buongiorno, and we're back. Buongiorno. Please answer any business calls that you have. Doug, bring, bring, bring. Buongiorno.
When my home phone rings, you know, and the landline rings, you know, it's always.
Oh yeah.
It's always solicitors. So I'll answer the phone. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I'm gonna start a corporation that's Buongiorno Inc. So that the secretary has to be like Buongiorno. Please hold.
Buongiorno.
Please hold.
Please hold.
Journal, please hold.
Journal, who may I direct your call?
Exactly.
Buongiorno, you have a collect call from.
You have a collect call from Rob Benedict.
In the state correctional facility.
Exactly. Hi, it's me, Rob. Can you Venmo me $17,000? I need to frost my tips again.
All the inmates are asking for it.
I'm about to get proposed to. Oh my god, you'd be such a hit.
Oh my god, that'd be
you would kill it in prison.
Prison bachelor.
Prison bachelor. locked up in paradise. So here we go. The whole ad campaign
I
is
I love
like
the conjugal sweets episode.
So we are back, and so talking about the preview for Clayton season, and they're like, don't worry, we're bringing it all back, like it's back to normal, guys, we're back at the mansion, we've got a white bachelor, like don't worry, guys, everybody, do you remember, just like it used to be, there's tears,
20 horny girls,
20 horny girls, we're back at Calabasas, just remember, just like old time. Mm-hmm.
They... Too dumb to throw off the bad apples, it's going to be a great season.
Yeah.
And then we see him like a preview that in like 60 seconds it's like, so here's the season.
Here's what, everything
he falls, he says he falls in love with three people. He tells two people that he had sex with them, a blonde woman and a brunette, whose faces we see.
Yeah.
Start crying at the final two. Mm-hmm. They're like, I can't handle this. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to not delete those episodes so we can rewatch. Yeah. When we. There has to be a mislead. There's no way we now, like, how do we even do draft picks? Because we just saw who the fucking final two were.
I wonder if it's because people were really mad that it was Clayton. Nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted Rodney.
Obviously.
Or just not the most boring white dude ever.
Or, like, and whoever gets cut next, like Brandon or whatever.
Yeah, like the Nick, like the
whoever's
guys that
next.
Left pick, would be pick, amazing.
Pick a new guy like they used to.
I know. And it's, I wonder if they did it to try to, like, entice people. They thought that this would want people to watch.
Smart. Good question.
Because
good
on
point.
Reddit, I did see some people being like, oh, I didn't want to watch, but now I'm so interested. And they seemed like they were sincere. So I was like,
racists?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, but they would have wanted to.
They
would
have wanted to. They would have wanted to. The season where the guy admits he had sex with two of
them. Yeah, but they were like, oh, this looks intriguing. Now I want to watch it.
Right. I wasn't going to watch it. Now I'm going to watch it. Interesting.
I don't like it.
So, it's the opposite for me. It made me not want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's
they
so...
Told us, they basically told us the ending. Or the second to last
it
ending.
Was like so... They just so, they said everything. So then they bring out Michelle. And Michelle... By the way, I just want to say, watching back all the clips, round of applause for her styling. Her dresses from beginning
to end. Yeah.
She had a lot of cutouts happening. Whoever dressed her dress, she looked elegant and hot through the entire season.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more her than them.
Yes.
You know, I feel like she's hard to make look bad.
No, I mean, her height and her, like, she's gorgeous. And they picked cool things for her. Like, the combo was right. It was like JoJo was a really well-dressed bachelorette. Yeah. I felt like, I'm going to say, tied with JoJo is Michelle for Best Dressed Bachelorette.
I mean, Michelle never looked like, look at me, I'm all dressed up. She just looked like, yeah, that's how that person should be dressed.
Yeah, totally.
That person should look that great all the time.
Yes.
And like the little cutouts, and she still looked like herself. Like, she just looked great.
I love what a competitor she is, like what a baller she is. Like, I'm always amazed at like professional athletes or people that are up to the challenge. They're so competitive that they're going to do great because they're so competitive that drives them. But she did that whole thing in the...
I loved it.
She throwing the things in her... Watch, I'm going to get 10. She says at 6. If I said...
I know.
If I got 3 of those in my mouth and I was like, watch, I'm going to get 10, the next one I missed.
Me too.
No
I
matter
have to
what.
Say, watching her inspired me because I was like... Because first of all,
I actually watching her do the 10 in the mouth, I'm like, I want more of her, because I feel like that's who she actually is.
Exactly.
That's who, when we saw her when they were saying, when they had the bloopers and they were saying how funny she was during Matt James season, during the rose ceremony. I'm like, I actually think she's fucking fun, and the side of her that is so competitive.
Make her boring for some reason. Yeah, not boring, but just not fun.
Yeah, I think she's more fun than she came off during the season.
That one scene of her just being that way, just on her own, self-motivated, you know, was having a snack and started playing around.
Yeah.
And waiting for them to do something, you know, and they happen to catch it, but they should, that's what the show should be.
They do that every season, though. Because it's like they're so just like the only thing we can show is them talking about the most serious conversations in the world of like whether or not they want kids or where they're going to move. And so it's like it sucks because it's like I feel like the end thing is like where we always get to see the people's
action. The bloopers and the end credits are the only places where they like they show the people having fun and doing
same with Chris Harrison, RIP. Like he was never as funny as he was in the bloopers.
Yeah,
he actually said some funny things in the bloopers on the show. He was
rest in pussiness.
Yeah,
except for that time, like Big Head Ed showed up to his room thinking it was Tayshia's. That was actually funny.
I love Big Head. Can I just talk about the baller thing last night? I'm going to share something, and this was like. I felt like it was a big thing for me as a person, and as my birthday, I felt so. I can be good and competitive, like at things like this, games, like, but never. There's certain things that I have panicked and folded in on myself. Sometimes I panic during stand up, like if somebody that I really respect, like a stand up, comes in and is watching from the back of the room, I can choke in front of somebody that I admire.
Sure.
I also in sports over the years can now, as an adult, I see I'm actually perfectly fit, but I felt like, oh, I'm like the funny one. Like I would panic when people would get really competitive and I would like throw games and like let them win.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, last night at tennis, which I took up again 3 months ago, I'm like in the sort of a good group. That's a group that I'm the lowest on the rung.
Right. But you graduated away from urine face.
I'm not. Well, he's better than I am, but I don't go to his clinic anymore.
Got it.
So we played last night. We're playing a game called Survivor, which is like, it's like what you're playing as singles. And it's like, it's basically like King of the Court. So then it came, I was like down to the final two. It was me and this guy, Dexter. And then it's like the first to five wins. And he was like one of the best players there. I won last night, you guys.
Way.
I won. Boy, I did. I won. And it was like the mental.
And then he killed her.
And then he actually, he's going to kill me tonight for my birthday. But like, I felt like it was. Like what you were saying to the, I'm gonna get 10. The second I say I'm not gonna get 10.
No.
Once I realized, like, oh my God, because it, like, person by, like, the good players kept getting eliminated, then it was down to me and Dexter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna choke.
Yes.
And then I thought, no, Arden, just do 1 point at a time. Just get it in. Just get, let him make the error. Let him make the error.
That's awesome.
But I've literally, I've never.
You never do that. Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never won.
Yeah. No, I think that's huge.
I've never won. It was huge.
Yeah. Because
it was huge.
Yeah. Even if I play a video game app, I'm like, I choke and I don't win the Super Bowl in my video game football because I choke. I'm like, you're going to win. You're going to win 50 coins.
Yes. There's something about that final. Can I ask you a stand up question, Doug? And I feel like it's helped me, like, it's doing tennis in a weird way is helping me get back to stand up again. Did you ever get nervous in front of people that you admired that were in the back of the room?
Most of the time, I would get fired up by it.
See, I wish I had that. I wish
like,
I had.
This is exciting. That's this person has to, you know, hear me for
gets to
10
see
minutes
me
or
do
whatever.
This.
I wish I had. I don't have that. I wish I had that.
Yeah, I get more into it. I want to know. Like a lot of people, are like, oh, I would have rather just done my show and not known until after. But I want to know.
Have you always been wired like that?
I think so. Yeah, I've always been, not afraid to get up and, you know, like. Like in drama class, I would always volunteer to go first when everybody had to do a monologue or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody else would put it off as long as possible, and I'd just be like,
I like
let's
that.
Do this.
Yeah.
When's your birthday, Doug? What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, you are. You like your house.
I'm a Cancer on society.
You're a Cancer on society.
I'm that way with acting. I am like if there's a big scene or something, I'm excited to do it.
The acting. Acting and auditioning. Auditioning, I'm like, you should be worried to go up against me because I know I'm so well prepared. Auditioning, awesome. Like, in acting and stuff like that, I'm like, watch
auditioning,
out.
Auditioning, I mean, it's hit and miss. Sometimes I don't love seeing other people in the room.
I don't want to see it either. People. But if I'm prepared enough, I'm like, watch the fuck out. You should be scared to see me on the sign-in sheet. Yeah. Boom.
Do you have any more questions about me and my video game?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do.
For me, auditioning is more of an offer only situation.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
I'll come on your thing and play myself or someone like me.
Yes, honey. I'm here for that. I'm a Doug Benson fan. So then we have, she confronts Jamie. Talking about the spring break mode, and he's like, "Look, I had to vent it. I had to she was like, "You said some shitty stuff about me." He's like, "I had to vent it. I just needed to get out of here."
You know, like, about venting, right? You clear circulation. There's got to be air. Everybody's got
to
breathe.
You don't need to take it in a negative manner. It's just like, she's like, "Well, you said one thing in front of my face and nothing behind my back." It's like, she goes, like, words do matter. Like, what you say matters.
Right.
He's like, "I believe in being respectful, and words hurt. Respect is huge." And then she was just, and she's like, "I'd rather be alone than be with someone who doesn't respect me." And then we have Martin. She's like, "Martin, why did you feel like it was okay to belittle me?" He's like, "Look, I just wanted you to know I did find my soulmate."
Yeah, that was so weird.
"I treat this woman like a queen.
And that's because of you, who I shit all over."
Yep, who I shit all over. That was so weird. And then she said to Olu that she felt like she connected with him, that she sent him home too early.
Yeah.
He was so sweet. And then we had the blooper reel. And it was honestly, the highlight was just like the catching of the food.
Yeah, that was so impressive.
Yeah. And then that's my line, bitch, from Caitlin to Tayshia.
Oh my God.
And then the pizza slice came out, and then it was it was what it was. That was the end of the episode.
They each have one line, and Tayshia said the wrong line.
Yeah.
You know, they walk out and go, one of them says, "Gentlemen, this is the final rose."
Yeah.
And then the other one says, "We're going to go stand over here," whatever they say.
Yeah. And then they did the final. Did we fully get into, I know we already talked about this twice, but I just want to make sure before we keep going, how messed up it is that they went through the wallets.
I
don't want, look, I don't have anything to hide in my wallet, but it's none of your business what's in my wallet. Yeah. You don't get to go through my wallet.
I mean, can a guy that, you know, could be a perfect husband, like, start himself and, you know, not get to the laundry right away? I mean, they were, like, really looking through.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything. Like, it's
you're right. I didn't like that.
Such an invasion of privacy. I mean, maybe they were told, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much it was produced.
Yeah.
I don't know how produced it was. Like, you know, like, they might have said, "Hey, can they look in your wallet before?"
No, it felt like they really, like, caught him off guard.
Surprise them and then look through their shit, which they just shouldn't be able to do.
I agree with you.
Be prepared for
a
cavity search.
Because I really feel like, as a person, look, you don't need to see the man behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz. Like, whatever I need to do to get ready, either for the podcast, for a show, for a date, for like a party, like, you don't need to see Anna and I up till 1 a.m. and Anna's brushing my cat with a hairbrush. You don't need to see that magic.
That's real.
Yeah.
I have a video of it. Have a video of it.
Plus, every bachelor that shows up to compete, they may not have it all written out on pieces of paper, but in their head, they've got strategy. They know they're going to be on television.
Yes.
They know they want to be on television more. They know they want to have a big profile on social media. Like, when they get on there and you're on for the wrong reasons, that whole rant is just like, well, can't you be on to find love and success?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
like,
the reality.
What's wrong
or to
with
be
that?
On for success and then you fall in love with somebody.
Yeah, that's the reality of why we're okay. Yeah, the dossier guy. I actually saw his point that, like, let's just say Anna, Katie, like, if we had a guy friend that was going to go on, and he'd never, in theory, seen the season before, we wouldn't type up a dossier, but we would give him tips.
Yeah, definitely. But, like,
but we wouldn't say pretend to be interested in her being a teacher.
And like, yeah, what he had written down was like creepy. Like it literally said like, act like Jason Tartick. And it's like that made
it was a little, it was belittling.
Yeah. And also he clearly knew things about the franchise. He fucking acted in the Live Bachelor thing.
The stuff, a lot of the stuff that he was dealing with was like the same thing. They have that relationship lady that comes on Love on the Spectrum and says find out what they do. Yes. And then, you know, not act like you're interested, but ask questions.
Yes, and them,
you
basically.
Know? Yeah. Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's like that's these are men that don't need this man should not need that kind of advice.
Exactly. Wow, could you imagine that? They're like, we found a receipt for an improv class in his room before thing. He took improv to get ready for this season. Yeah, he's not here for the right reason.
This guy can get he could be in any situation and he'll know what to say. We could suggest anything to him.
You guys, first of all, thank you for being precious American treasures, for being heroes of the season. Who do you before we do our tweet of the week, who do you think she's going to pick?
Oh, jeez. I mean, who do you Joe?
You think Joe?
I mean, that's who I kind of want because I think they are good together.
I want Joe. I fear she's too horny for Nate. I feel like Joe and Brandon are actually there to be with her. I do think Nate wants the I think he likes her, but I think he wants the followers. And I think I fear her horniness is going to pick Nate.
Nate's with the earrings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they make as good of a couple.
Agreed.
And the other one, Brandon, seems a little young to me.
You think?
Yeah. But Joe seems
he's
going to
be the perfect amount of heartbroken, too. Yeah. Like, it's going to be good television.
He'll be great Bachelor Paradise. So you think Joe is going to... I think she should pick Joe.
He's from her hometown.
She should, but it might be like kind of safe. Like safe never wins.
Right.
Okay, so you're putting your money on
Joe. I put my money on Joe.
Put in the order. So it's going to go 1, 2, 3. Give me the order. Joe.
Joe, and then...
Runner-up is...
The horny one with the earrings.
Nate.
With
and
the
then
y.
cut third is Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend.
I think I have to agree.
You think Joe's going to win?
Do you know you're the that answer? Hot on
no,
Nate?
No, I don't.
You're all about Nate?
No, I actually am all about Joe. But I
think she's going to pick me.
I'm so shocked that I would agree with you.
But I don't think that she's because I've watched enough of these series that I feel like people don't pick the thing that's best for them. Right. They pick the horny one that's going to break their heart and perpetuates the same cycle again and again.
But isn't Michelle smarter than all the other ones?
I know, but
doesn't it feel like she is?
She is.
And isn't he already live near where she lives?
She should pick him, but I think she will set herself up for heartbreak.
I mean, maybe that's what she still needs. Maybe she's not truly ready, and this is, going to be something that gets her to the real.
She just needs to know that Joe needs to prove to her that he's in it.
Why do you think, what has Nate done that makes you think it'll end up in heartbreak? Because I feel like when we see them together, they seem to be having a lot of fun. I feel like we don't see them together a lot, but also all the other guys really seem to like him, and he just seems to be a nice guy.
I think he's adorable. I think what was a red flag for me, which my friend Chris pointed out? He was like, for now, I'm living in Austin, meaning but I plan to move to L.A. in September. that's what I hear. Things
or did
like,
he mean I'm planning on moving to Minnesota?
I would hope. I get I don't know why, and I could be wrong. I think he's adorable. He's sweet. I truly think Joe just wants to live in Minnesota and do his house flipping and be with Michelle. I think Brandon wants to just move there.
Yeah.
Nate feels like he could be like, let's do a stint in Calabasas. I don't know. I could be wrong. Dr. Banana, what do you think?
Yeah, Nate is in the club a lot on his Instagram based off my research, which is to me, I'm like, he could be a player. I don't know. I mean, maybe he really does like Michelle, but if she does pick him, I don't imagine her and Nate being together that long.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why don't you answer Katie's question? Why do you say that?
There's just an energy about him. Haven't we met Nate's? Nate's, I feel like I've met and seen a Nate before.
Truth.
There's this confidence level. There's this cool guy swag that I'm kind of like, ooh, but I think he might be aware. He might be self-aware enough to know that he's got it and could pivot this into something.
All right. I don't know. I don't see that. I feel like
So you're a Nate person.
I kind of think Nate's going to win it. Wow. I don't know why. I just think Joe, there's not a spark. There's something missing. And I kind of wonder if it's because she liked him. She probably knew who he was through high school, right? then they DM and he like ghosts her. And so in her mind, I kind of think that she has already ended the story. Like there's a narrative in her mind and she's having trouble getting over that hurdle because I think they would be the best together. They live in the same place. They like basketball. Like clearly they're a good match, but I feel like there's something holding her back, or she is already over it, or it is just too familiar. But like, I think Joe is going to, I think
it's less sparky. I think you're right about that.
Way less sparky. But and I think it's going to end up being Brandon or Nate at the end. And then I just see Brandon. I think he's so sweet. I think he would move there for her and all that. But I just kind of think maybe he's a little too immature, you know? Like, I don't know. I just.
There are two more episodes, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be
if she picks Joe, it's going to last. If she picks one of those other two guys, it's not going to last, is my take.
I mean, I don't know. I think it could. I mean, because I think she's got a good head on her shoulders. I don't think she's going to.
But
she
does. Why is he going to want to live where she lives and she goes off to teach every day?
Well, nowadays, anyone can live anywhere, as we're seeing. Like, a lot of the Bachelor Nation, they're not living in L.A. anymore.
I don't think he's moving to Minnesota. Joe, I think she should pick Joe. I fear she'll pick Nate, and I think it'll last 8 months.
What does Nate do for a living?
Is it environmental
like Anna, who do you think she's going to pick? Give me the one, two, three, Anna.
I will say Minneapolis is pretty cool based off my experience. Yeah. I mean, I could live there. Maybe.
Sure. Minneapolis is awesome, but it's but not, you know, these guys, who knows how much they're searching for fame.
Dr. Banana, what's your one, two, three?
I think it's Brandon.
Nate is
think Brandon's going to win?
I think Brandon has a shot.
I think they're so cute. I think she would actually do well, and I think that he would move to Minnesota for her.
Nate's a sales executive.
So he could do that anywhere.
That's not a real job.
Nick
Vielle was a sales executive.
Well, I'm just saying he doesn't have a job that's like, you know, linking him to someplace. Like he and also you can do, you can do Instagram anywhere.
I like your optimism. I'm with Tana. Too many pictures at the club.
No, he doesn't. I just looked at his Instagram. He really doesn't.
Doctor. That's my physician. My physician.
No second opinion?
No.
When I looked at it a few weeks back, he was at the club.
You know, he had posted one on the 15th, and he said, haven't had a weekend full of laughs in a while. But otherwise, it's like photos of his dog. You know, and
which
like,
you love. You're in on that.
I do.
Oh, he knows
he's
there's a way to Katie's heart.
He knows. He doesn't post a lot.
The study Hollywood.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but that's.
Thank you.
This is a past life.
I go with my physician. I cannot doubt my physician.
I feel like everyone has like some preconceived notion of Nate.
I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a nice, hot guy.
Trademarked greasy boys.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's like, yes, it's a past life. Maybe you're different. Maybe you're ready now to live and fall in love. But there's an energy there.
I mean, think of the shit you did at like 26, 25. Like, I was an idiot. Like,
I was out every night
at medical school,
you know?
Anna.
Yeah.
Think about you before med school.
Yeah, pre-med school.
But thing is, like, I'm still like this kind. I'm still the same trash bag I was before.
Look, I'm staging an enormous birthday bachelorette thing on stage where I wear a mullet dress and force somebody to propose to me tomorrow night. So I'm not saying I'm not a trash bag. I am a trash bag.
This is your trash bag week.
Okay, you guys, thank you.
I'm going with Nate. I started with Nate, and I'm going to end with Nate.
All right, Katie's spoken.
I think she's picking Nate, but I don't think she's going to marry Nate. How's that?
we'll see.
And I think she cuts Joe first, because I think the chemistry, I think it goes down to Brandon and Nate.
I think especially also after Fantasy Suites.
She's going to get boned hard by Brandon.
I joked about it last week. I felt like I was mean. But like, I do kind of feel like Brandon's, the spark isn't there and they're not going to have as good of a connection.
I think Brandon's ready to bone.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So, by the way, thank you so much for our reviews. We've made it to 1.7. We did it. We're trying to get to 2, and the way you do it is like review by review.
Yeah, just keep reviewing. I like that other person take your friends and your partner's phones and, you know, give us a review on there.
Well, we got 3 reviews. I think they might all be from the same person, and I'm here for it. So, and because they changed their name on all of them, but they all feel like the same person, and they all came in on Saturday, and I love it. So here's the first one. First one is 5 stars. It just says, yes. OMG, I love this podcast so much. Highly recommend. My friend bullied me into making this review and rating 5 stars. This is a shout out to you and your friend. Your friend knows what's up. Anna, is that the kind of friend you want?
You need to be bullying all your friends, well, okay, to leave reviews for us.
Thank you, Anna. You're going to like the next review then. It goes like this. 2 thumbs up, 5 stars. I've been suckered into watching multiple seasons, and good. Now I'm here. So, exclamation point. That's the second review.
I like to hear that.
Third review, even more aggressive, and we love it, and we love this friend of theirs. It's called Groundbreaking. 5 stars. I was told if I didn't leave a 5-star review, she would murder my firstborn.
That's
great
true.
Podcast. Yes, though, XX.
You get it.
That you get it. You get us. You get us. That's all I want to say is to you and your friend is you get us. You get us.
That is what we are known for. The Bachelor, grief, and violence.
Here we go. Another one. We got 5 stars from Katie D. Is this you, Katie?
Oh, you're Katie.
And it was called, the subject is the best. I love this podcast. Arden, production crew, and guests are the best. My least favorite part about lapses in the Bachelor episodes is knowing I don't have this podcast to get me through my work week. That's what we're talking about. That is the kind of Lord's work that we are doing here.
Well, luckily, they will not stop releasing these shows. Yeah,
literally, there is no lapse. Luckily, this year, we just go right through the holidays. There will be no lapse. No rest for the weary, no rest for the birthday girl who's shamelessly dragging my birthday out over 6 days this year. I can't wait. And I have no problem doing it. I'll do it again next year. Hey, okay, do you want to hear an email that we got? This is from rosepodcast@gmail.com. Email us. Also, by the way, if you want to participate in a tweet of the week, do it by midnight Pacific time. Tag at Artemarine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, and then do hashtag WYATR. This is from Kelly Craig. The subject is smoke show in a mullet dress. You get me, Kelly. You get me. Hi, Arden. I am so excited for your birthday show. That's our favorite listener. You've joked forever about how you would, quote, panic and wear a mullet dress getting out of the limo. But didn't you wear a high-low dress as Regina Sinclair in episode 1 of Insatiable? You are a smoke show in a mullet dress. I think it'd be hot AF. First night outfit. Love the pod. Listening since January 2016. That was Boobs in the Moonlight. Thanks for all you do. Kelly Taylor. And then she has a photo of me dressed in a mullet dress for smoke show proof. Guys, do I look like a smoke show?
Yes.
You are a smoke show.
Now, I've shown you the dress. Thank you, first of all, for sending that in. I've shown you the dress that I'm going to wear tomorrow night. Isn't it the greatest smoke show mullet dress ever? It's like
Absolutely. See-through.
And it's so short. It's almost like I'm not wearing pants, but I'm wearing like a tail.
And you may have even potentially designed it yourself.
You know what? I might be entering Project Runway myself. I might. Mittens actually
with
designed.
Only mullet dresses.
Mittens and I have a mullet collection coming out. It's called Meow Meow Meowlet Dresses. That's the kind of comedy you can look for here. All right. Will you guys help me pick Tweet of the Week?
Of course.
I have 10 tweets.
Holy moly.
I know. But I might do less. Okay. Here we go. This is from @ShmaveMusic. Michelle, Joe, you were actually really good at sculpting that block of butter. Joe, well, actually, my parents are butter. I grew up with 2 big blocks of butter as my parents. Okay, number 2, Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jashal. Bloopers are next. Get ready for the best 4 minutes of contestants swatting flies that you've ever seen.
Very true.
Number 3, this is from Just Tan Paul Spade. Chris S. seems like a guy who was last man in on several different multi-level marketing schemes.
Totally. He does.
This is from Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jashal. Do you want to bury the hat? Is an ancient Italian phrase meaning, shall we put this behind us and share some gabagool? Also, we have these are the final 4. I believe they're all Justin Paul Spade. At Justin Spade. Rick's cake looked like a wax sculpture of Danny McBride that got left out in the sun too long.
Good.
Justin Spade. Obviously, Jamie is a total dink, but it does say something about his personality that he whipped up a cult-like following with some of these dudes in under a week. Also, Just Tan Spade, Peter argues like a guy who watches a lot of People's Court while waiting for patrons at his pizza store. And from at Just Dance Babe, medically speaking, Jamie has resting DUI face.
I do like that.
That's a good one.
All right,
one.
I'm going to do resting DUI face and... What do you guys like? Resting DUI face and there was, I feel like, and multi-level marketing?
Yeah, that's good.
Or Gabagool?
Gabagool made me laugh.
Okay, which do you prefer, Gabagool or multi-level marketing, Doug?
I'm going to go with multi-level marketing.
Okay, final two. Both Just Hands Bade. At Just Hands Bade. Chris S. seems like a guy who was last man in on several different multi-level marketing schemes. Or the final one, medically speaking, Jamie has resting DUI face. MLM or DUI, Doug Benson.
Wow. I'm going to go with the marketing.
Okay. Robbie BB.
I'm going DUI.
Okay. Katie Levine.
DUI.
Dr. Banana.
I'm going to go MLM.
All right. I'm the deciding vote.
All right. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Is it going to be Justin or Justin?
It's going to be Justin Spade. Medically speaking, Jamie has resting DUI face.
Yay.
You did it again. Thank you for a wonderful birthday present. Doug Benson, what would you like to promote?
Oh, you know, all my stuff's at DougLovesMovies.com, and we're doing Doug Loves Movies and Will You Accept This Rose at SF Sketch Fest in San Francisco in January. Go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets.
Yes, let's announce it now. We have not announced that. We're going to be, if you're like having total FOMO and you want to be in person, or if you watch this week, if you watch the live one and you're like, that seems like a really fun show to see in person, if you live in Northern California, we are going to be doing a live Will You Accept This Rose Sunday, January 16th in with Doug Benson, Paget Brewster, Carl Tart, Marilyn Rice Cub, and that wonderful Canadian gentleman that you love.
Yeah, Mike Carroza.
Mike Carroza is a first timer with us. So get your tickets.
Mike Carroza.
Mike Carroza.
Buongiorno. No.
So you can go come see us in San Francisco if you can't come see us, or come to both.
Yay.
Robbie BB, what would you like to promote?
You know, I got new music out that I made, like a solo record, and you can listen to it if you follow me on social media.
Is it about dating like a unicorn?
It's about dating like a unicorn.
Oh, we love that song.
Yeah, so go to my social media page and click on the link in my bio.
Dr. Banana, what would you like to promote?
At Anna Hosey on Twitter. Keep tweeting those weeks at me.
And how fun is Bachelor in Paradise Canada?
Oh, it's great. You got to go check out our Patreon.
Patreon.com/WIATR. You gotta go check out our top. Katie, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Instagram, and please go adopt an animal from your local shelter.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. And guess what? We're gonna leave with Rob Benedict singing this gorgeous song to me. This is my birthday. My birthday came early this year, and it was this. Ready?
Ooh, you're trying to date. And it's hard, 'cause you're a unicorn. You got a horn on your head. You're basically a horse. Ooh, you can do it, of course. 'Cause you are motherfucking Arden Marine. You're a machine. You're a woman on the scene. You gotta find yourself a stud. 'Cause even unicorns need love.
We gotta play that at the beginning of the show tomorrow night to start it off, Dana.
Yeah.
That's gotta be right after I do my stand-up.
Do it.
We gotta play that.
Yeah, solid opener.
Oh my god, that's a solid opener. I'm gonna text it to Dana right now.
Yay.
That way you can be part of the show without being there.
And I am gonna be out of town, but I already got a link so I can watch it live.
Oh my god, so excited. Okay, thanks to everybody who's coming to the show in person tonight. Thanks to everybody who's watching live tonight. Message us from all over the world, and you can also, it's only $10, it'll be live for a whole week. If you love the podcast, don't you want to see us physically in action being absolutely batshit crazy with some wine in our systems?
Ooh.
I do. Okay, until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh yeah, wanna get some wine?
get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Monday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.